Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Queens, New York City, W. Morrissey!
Wow, Morrissey is here at Impact Wrestling. You want to talk about a giant that's motivated? That's the best I've ever seen him look, and look at that anger in his eye. It seems like W. Morrissey has got something to prove.
Joined by W. Morrissey from Impact Wrestling. Sir, are you keeping well?
I'm keeping extremely well. How are you doing?
All is wonderful over here. Thank you. Tell me one thing that you learned from basketball that has held you in good stead in wrestling.
Hard work, dedication, waking up early as it takes to get the job done. And traveling, you know, playing in college, just waking up super early, getting on flights, playing that night, and taking another flight that night. Like, the travel is one of them. And just the waking up insanely early to get the job done. Those two things are what I learned.
As much as you loved it, I think it was, I've read stories of you doing wrestling impressions in the locker room. I think that even though you love the basketball world, I think wrestling was always going to be a given, wasn't it?
It was. Where did you read that? That is 100% accurate, actually. But yeah, I used to do hype up speeches for the team, and I do Ric Flair impressions, and I do, you know, all sorts of The Rock. Oh, he was a big one that I did impressions of to get the team hyped. So, that's interesting. You knew. I didn't know that was information that's out there.
Well, yeah, it's out there. You were practicing promos in the locker room long before you were wrestling.
It is. It's true.
You're putting them into good practice now. You're part of Impact Wrestling and Bound for Glory is on the horizon. This is going to be your first one wrestling, but have you managed to catch previous Bound for Glories?
Oh yeah, I've seen many, many Bound for Glories. It's you know, it was one of those events, you know, before I got into wrestling, like WrestleMania, where you kind of all go to your friend's house and order pizzas and all that good stuff. I've seen plenty of them. This is the first that I'll be at. Actually, I never attended a Bound for Glory as a fan, but this will be the first I'll be at, and obviously the first I'm competing in.
You mentioned there about it's you know, it's a similar energy to WrestleMania. It's the big event for Impact every year. Your first WrestleMania, you went on your own to WrestleMania 20. I think even just being on your own, one, the bar tab is cheap.
This guy knows everything.
Oh my God. Did a bit of research, sir.
Holy, yeah, that's true.
A little bit of research. But yeah. The thing is, I respect that because like, I've attended wrestling shows on my own and the company's far better and the bar tab's cheaper. But also, it's like it's a very unique experience for you as well. It was WrestleMania 20, wasn't it?
WrestleMania 20 at the Garden. So tickets were so expensive on the secondary market. I believe eBay was where we got them back then. There was no StubHub. My family, we couldn't afford to have two tickets. So we just bought one. It was for me. And I sat, you know, right off the side of the stage in like the 200 levels. It was great seats. And you go to wrestling by yourself, but you feel like everybody around you is your friend within 5 minutes because everyone is there for the same thing. And everybody is so into it. And it's WrestleMania. It's, I really felt like, yeah, I went by myself. And for the 5 hours I was in that building, everybody around me was a friend. It was awesome.
The people will know you as Big Cass, Cass XL. You're W. Morrissey in Impact Wrestling. So what was the impetus behind the name change for you for Impact Wrestling?
Yeah, so I wanted to disassociate myself from anything I'd done in the past. You know, I wanted a clean slate, a fresh start with Impact. And I always liked, you know, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall when they went to WCW using their real names. So until about 20 minutes before airtime at Rebellion, I was going to be William Morrissey. But then Gallows came up to me and Scott D'Amore and Don Callis, and we were like, maybe we should just switch it to W, because William Morris, it's a lot. And so, like I said, 20 minutes before the show aired, we switched it up to W. Morrissey, which now it just seems apropos. I like it so much better.
There's a harshness to W. Morrissey that I think is very befitting.
I'm just W, you know, like that W.
Big Dub. Maybe big dub. I think W. Morrissey. Are we gonna go with Big Dub? Happy days, right? I should have copyrighted that a little earlier. So the name's inspired by, as you said, by Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Can you where were you as a wrestling fan when Kevin Nash first looked at the adjective walking onto the set of Nitro in 1996? Where were you as a fan at that point?
So in 1996, at that point, I was only 8 years old at that point. I had no idea the business aspect of things, and I didn't know any of that behind the scenes stuff, but I was just watching, you know, the two shows on a weekly basis. And when you see someone that you saw last week on this show show up on this show, it's very odd. And then it gets people at school talking, and I don't know, I feel like I didn't really understand what had happened until like a year or two after. But anytime you see someone you're familiar with over here going to this place and there's no announcement of it, and you had no idea, it's always a huge shock.
It's about, and it felt real compared to what we'd seen before. And I think that's what it was about. And when we talk about real, when you landed on Impact, you did an interview that you were incredibly honest in it, and you talked about everything that had come over the last couple of years and how it had shaped you. Was that a cathartic experience to get all that out onto camera?
Yeah, it was great. I was so happy that I got to let a lot of that out, and it made me feel good that, you know, I just put it out there and let other people know. It was definitely a huge, huge weight off my chest, and I'm really glad that Impact gave me that opportunity to do that. And it was real, man. It was as close to shooting as you can get.
One of the people that you credit for turning things around is Diamond Dallas Page. Can you remember the first time you met DDP?
The first time I actually met him was at the Performance Center. He came in 2013 to do some DDP yoga with us. And then he came to the TV tapings. You know, we lined up TV tapings with the yoga that same week or weekend. So that was the first time I actually met him. But I didn't really get to know him until around 2019. He's been a huge, huge, incredible, backer of mine. He's encouraged me to put my story out there. He's encouraged me to do things that I probably wouldn't have done in the past, because you got to be big and macho and ego driven, but that's all bullshit. He was very encouraging of me putting my story out there and just being honest, because it's so refreshing to be honest, because everybody's so full of shit. And I'm sorry if that it can't air, but it's just so true. So it's very refreshing to be honest. And he encouraged me to be honest. And now I am living with and dating his stepdaughter, who he introduced me to. So I am forever indebted to him for that.
So is it Thanksgiving coming up at the Falkenberg house?
we haven't actually decided in New York or Atlanta. We don't know where we're doing Thanksgiving this year. It's possible, though, yes.
Is he a good cook, DDP? I bet he is, actually. He's good at everything else.
Yeah, very healthy. You're going to get a quality meal, and it's going to be healthy as, you know, just one of the healthiest meals you ever had. And, he had his Christmas party last year, and the spread is just like, if you want to eat unhealthy, you can. If you want to eat healthy, you can also do that. So yeah, his Christmas parties are legendary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Where we're at now with Impact Wrestling, you debuted as part of Violent by Design. You're now in a temporary alignment with Moose. I mean, what's the whose decision was that for you guys to find each other, albeit on a temporary alignment basis? Where did that conversation start?
So when I debuted, I wasn't with Violent by Design. You know, Eric Young made it very clear, this is just for tonight. We need a replacement. But the alignment with Moose, it's me and him both, we have similar enemies, man. You know, Sami Callihan, Eddie Edwards, we don't like them. And we figured we don't have to be friends. We don't have to break bread. We don't have to hang out ever. But when we're here and we need to handle business, if you can help me and I can help you, then we might as well do that. And we'll see how far that gets us, because I have a feeling that eventually we're going to cross paths as adversaries, you know, when it comes down to just us two. And then I'm going to whoop his ass.
So it's a temporary alignment, but could it possibly be something that, as you say, is just as and when between you two?
Yeah, it's a temporary alignment right now. I am not making any plans to stay aligned with him for the long haul, but anything can happen in wrestling. So I don't know for a fact, but that's not the vibe I'm getting from him.
No, and you said very much that your plans going forward are for you to stand alone. You've made it really clear that your plans are to stand atop of the industry. With looking forward, obviously, you're such a big part of Impact now. Fans can watch Impact on Impact Insiders on YouTube or Impact Plus on via their subscription service as well. When we look ahead to the next 12 months of Impact Wrestling, and the roster is so deep there now. Are there people that you're really champing at the bit to work with within Impact?
I've already crossed a few of them off. Sami Callihan was one. Eddie Edwards was another. Moose is somebody for sure. You know, Kenny Omega, you know, he lost the title and he hasn't been around since then. He was somebody that I would have loved to mix it up with. But Christian's a guy, you know, he's top dog now. And he's somebody I've always wanted to wrestle. So Christian would be at the top of that list.
And when we talk about Impact Wrestling, of course, there is, to the side of Impact Wrestling, the small matter of that forbidden door that just keeps swinging. Is there... I mean, I'm sure you've had this a million times. Let's make it a million and one. Who on that side of the door would you love to get in there with? Do you have any particular opponents you'd love to mix it up with from AEW?
Kenny Omega and John Moxley. I roomed with Moxley back here in Tampa back in our FCW days. That's someone I'd really like to wrestle over there. And that would be really, really fun. And Kenny Omega, he's number one in the world again in professional wrestling. He's earned that title. He deserves that title. You want to shoot for number one. So that's the guy I had my eyes set on in AEW.
Do you have a story from rooming with Moxley that you'd be allowed to share on here?
Yeah. Our first week living together, I almost burnt the apartment down on accident. I put a DiGiorno in the oven. I believe they talk about this on that Story Time or WWE show. Put a DiGiorno in the oven and then fell asleep. And when I woke up, the entire apartment was filled with smoke. And it wasn't so much that was irritating. It was that for months, our clothes smelled like pizza. Months. And this is within a week of living with him.
I'm sure he loved that. And I'm sure there's definitely reason to pick that up again, without a doubt.
Yeah.
You mentioned FCW there, sort of now known as NXT. And there's been a big old change on that side of the water. And you're somebody that had... a big amount of success starting in NXT and that I'll always remember it. I mean, I don't want to labor on that company too much because we're here to talk about Impact, but I'll always remember as a fan watching you rock up on Raw was with that ridiculously loud reaction is true. Is true. Is is positive reinforcement of the success of getting called up. And I don't know whether there's any words of advice that you can impart to maybe people that are in that system right now from somebody that's been there and done that on working through that developmental system and getting called up. Is there any words of advice that you can offer?
Yeah, work on promos and character. I mean, everybody that's on TV has good matches. Everybody can have a great match, and everybody strives to have the match, the five-star match. But I think with so many great matches on every show, I think what makes you stand out the most is your character and promos. And that's what connects with the people and being genuine and real. So I told this to a young professional wrestler in Tampa. He goes to a school here the other day. I said, you know, you have to learn the basics and you have to have good matches, but that alone is not going to get you over. You have to not only be able to have good matches, you have to have a character. Focus on character. That would be my advice.
That's strong advice as well. And yeah. A lot of character we can find currently in Impact Wrestling. We're down the road from Bound for Glory. I want to give a nod to something that Scott D'Amore started the rumor mill with, whether he meant to or not, by referring to it as Brawn for Glory. A big guy who you've stood across the ring from previously has been connected with Impact. Would you love the chance to get in there with formerly known as Braun Strowman again?
I would. I've never gotten to wrestle him one-on-one. The only time I believe I was, you know, in matches with him was the Greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. And then it was a 10-man tag match or 8-man tag match on Raw in 2016. I think it was like the week before Battleground. I remember being in the match with him. I think, unless, you know, I'm mistaken, that is the only two times.
That's the match I'm thinking of. It's the eight man, and just there's a moment where you guys stand next to each other, and it's very few people that can look Braun Strowman in the eye. You're in there. You're amongst it.
I've always wanted to wrestle him one on one, and if he, you know, came into Impact, I would love to mix it up with him. I wanna insert myself, into the world title picture. I don't know if that's what they want, but I'm going to do my damnedest to make sure it happens. So going into Bound for Glory, my goal is to get into the world title picture very soon. And if they don't agree with that, then I'm just going to have to do it on my own. So that's my plan.
One final question, a little retrospective one. Let's look back and see a younger version of yourself. You travel back in time to WrestleMania 20, and there you are, sat just off to the side, watching WrestleMania, watching everything unfold from that amazing show. You can say one thing to your past self in that moment. What would you like to say?
You know, I feel like everything that's happened to me in my life since then has happened for a reason, and I wouldn't change anything. So the man that I am today sitting here wouldn't be the same person without all the experiences, the ups and downs I've had. So I would just tell that guy that's in the crowd at WrestleMania, just keep doing what you're doing, and it's going to work itself out. Trust me. That's what I would say.
But make sure you set an alarm on the piece.
Yeah, that too.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.